And there's a smaller kind of owl that you sometimes find. It has a, you might have called it the same thing, but some people call it a screech owl. Have you ever heard of a screech owl?
Screech owl.
Uh-huh, okay. And what about the kind of bird that has a red head and sits on the side of a tree and...
Peckerwood.
Okay. And how about the kind of animal that's black and has white stripes down them and you don't want to get near him because it smells bad?
Oh. Okay.
Okay. And now I'm looking for a word that for different kinds of animals that you don't like to have around, like rats or mice, and sometimes might include even things like lice and bed bugs and things like this. Things, animals that people don't like to have around at all. Do you have a word for these? One word that would cover all these kinds of things. Would you ever use the word, would you ever use the word varmints?
Yeah, varmint.
Okay. Now, what kind of squirrels have you seen?
Fox squirrel.
Okay.
What about fox squirrel?
All right. Is a fox squirrel the same as a little gray squirrel?
No, a fox squirrel is big enough.
Okay. All right. Now, what about the little animal that runs along? Looks kind of like a squirrel, but it has little stripes down its back, and usually it's hard to see them because they run so fast and don't like to be seen much. But they eat nuts. They usually live in a hole in the ground. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes they're called ground squirrels, sometimes they're called chipmunks.
Chipmunk,
okay. All right, have you ever heard of, what kind of fish are you familiar with? What kind of fish do people catch in the rivers around here?
Carp, blackfish, sucker, perch. Cats.
You ever heard of a fish called a porgy? Okay. All right, how about the...